all Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is brought to you by Exterior Pros. Ready to tackle your home improvement project? Exterior Pros in Baths is giving $3,000 off roofing, siding, windows, or bath remodels this month. Visit extpros.com.
Always good to chat with our friend and teammate Jason Wilde. Good morning, Jason. How are you doing today?
I'm good, everybody. How are you?
We are good. So I saw that ESPN's Ben Solik put out a list of the breakout players in the NFL for 2026. Did one for every team. His pick for the Packers, I think, might surprise a few people. Anthony Belton. Are you surprised that Anthony Belton was selected as the breakout player for the Green Bay Packers in 2026?
I'm so surprised that I think you might be lying to me.
I'm going to go back and make sure.
It's not April 1st.
Reading the article correctly. Hold on.
July 9th.
Yep, that's
thought
yes.
Maybe I was
okay.
Getting punked. Maybe, are you sure it wasn't Bo Melton?
Very similar. A lot of the same letters being used there.
Considering, like, where is Jagger Burton going to play if he is indeed going to challenge for playing time? Right guard, right?
Yeah, it's not left guard. It's not right tackle. Jagger didn't play left tackle in college, so they just signed Sean Ryan to a hefty deal. I think by process of elimination, it seems to be right guard.
Sean Ryan, who, by the way, there's a great video circulating on social media of him trying hot yoga. Have you guys seen this?
No.
Oh, dude went down. Dude, he struggled. Struggle bus. Jason, take a look at that if you get a chance this morning. It gave me a good chuckle.
That's as close as I'm going to come to get it, to doing hot yoga myself. I can guarantee you that.
What is hot yoga?
Why don't we let them piece this together?
Chicks and thongs? I don't know.
Nope.
Regret that.
I've never wanted to get back to Anthony Belton.
That's fair, man. It's so fair. Literally, it's the room is hot, man. Oh. You do yoga in a room that's hot, like 100 plus degrees. Yeah. Not the participants.
Makes sense.
Not the participants' appearance.
I know, that was really a Friday answer. It really wasn't a Thursday answer. All right, am I up?
Yeah, let me answer the question briefly. That is very surprising to me. There's a number of people that I think they need to have breakout seasons. Certainly, it would be great for their offensive line if Anthony Belton plays at a high level, but he would not have been my first choice. And by the way, as I work through my most important Packers list, which kicks off today, tomorrow's will have Anthony Belton and Jagger Burton, spoiler alert, paired together, as I know Gabe loves that I do, because I don't know for certain who it'll be at right guard, but whoever it is better play better than what they got last season, even though Anthony Belton had a good year for a rookie.
For a top 20, Jason does a hell of a job of putting all 53 guys on the roster
in
his top 20.
And Jason, I was all prepared. I was prepared to dissect it with you because it's a very good list, but I had a few questions. Gabe's like, you can't ask them. I'm like, why? I didn't realize it was one a day. So now I got to wait till 20 days.
I'm just glad I texted the right number.
Yeah. Thank you. Jason, ESPN came out with their top defensive ends. I thought Micah was not treated fairly. I mean, I think he is just a click behind Myles Garrett. And I think there's a gap behind him because no one has the strength that Myles Garrett and Micah Parsons has. That's what I believe makes them so dominant. And that's why Reggie was done. Reggie wasn't a weight room guy. He was just field strength. And he would, I mean, you saw the Chris Carter thing. He'd toss people. Yeah. And they had, some teams had him as low as 5. I don't get it. The guy, and I don't know if that's because of the ACL they're projecting this year, but that guy is, they don't make him like him. And I thought it was unfair.
Do you wonder if it's like some residual effect from his time in Dallas?
Maybe.
Where maybe people questioned him? Because, like, you know, Gabe and I were talking about this the other day, too. Like, what has he done?
Jason on his way to Madison. So there's a couple of dead spots and cell service from Green Bay to Madison.
What do you think, Highway 51? Around?
Yeah, oh, he's on 151.
Like, he's done everything you wanted.
He didn't know. Jason, you cut out for like 40 seconds there.
40 seconds. 10 to 15.
It was like 6, guys.
it felt like 40. What has he failed to do that you wanted him to do when you traded for him, other than staying healthy with the torn ACL? Mm-hmm. He's got his guys down working out with him at his house. Like, he has been a model player for them. Plays his ass off every snap, which is not true of other guys. I was surprised at where he landed too, and I thought there's got to be some waxy buildup from his time in Dallas that's affecting these personnel guys' view of him.
And Jason, also, Myles Garrett played with, like, the number one defense. Okay, Green Bay's not to knock them, but they've never been – they hover around 10. And I can tell you this. Sean Jones, Santana Dotson, and Gilbert aren't the same player without Reggie. I mean, they were good. But Reggie made them better. Is there anyone on that line that gives Micah a break? Not really. I just.
Well, not anymore. Obviously. Yeah. After you lose Rashawn Gary,
sure.
You know, then you just don't have that guy. The more amazing thing to me is how briefly he made Rashawn Gary even better. Now, what I really want to see is if he makes Lucas Van Ness as good as he has advertised Lucas Van Ness to be. Because if that happens, I just think that would be the ultimate blank you to Rashawn Gary.
Mm-hmm.
And also be the ultimate, like, hey, I'm going to get mine, but I really have made everyone else better. And look, Sean Jones was a really good player before you guys got him.
Yeah.
But at the point that he was at in his career, he obviously would not have been nearly as productive if he didn't have Reggie on the other side.
Jason Wilde joins us on the Yingling guest hotline. Let's keep it on the defensive line, Jason, because I feel we have spent a lot of time the last few weeks talking to you, talking to Shefty about the potential contract extension that we all believe is going to get done for Tucker Kraft. But what about Devontae Wyatt, who's playing on the 5th-year option? Any whispers or thoughts on him potentially getting a deal done in the next few weeks before camp opens?
So I saw the clip of Shefty talking to you guys about it. And I don't think I've ever heard Adam Schefter say, I don't know anything. Like, he knows everything. So the idea that he doesn't know anything about Tucker Kraft, that was one of those things that make you go, like, well, maybe this is not the foregone conclusion that I thought, because I feel like the ultimate insider would have at least heard something, right? Look, on the Tucker Kraft front first, like, again, I have had multiple conversations with him both on and off the record, and he has not said anything explicitly in either of those realms that a deal's getting done. But the intimation has been, hey, I'm going to start on PUP, which will save us from having to do the dance of holding in and prevent me from having to go out on the practice field before a deal is done. So the impression that I get, which is a great song, is that he will get a deal done before he starts practicing in training camp, which might be August 1st, it might be August 10th, it might be whatever, but I just, and I say this with a ton of respect for Tucker Kraft, he is too damn good to follow the Davante Adams schedule of, I'm not going to give up any money. I'm just going to play out my contract, because as much as I love Tay, I still don't understand why he didn't play hardball with the Packers in 2021. And I would certainly hope for Tucker's sake that he plays hardball here and says, look, I want to keep things amicable, but I am not setting foot on the field without a new contract. As far as Devontae Wyatt, he has the fifth-year option, which is fully guaranteed, which is a bunch of money. What is it, like $13 million-ish?
$13 million, yeah.
Gabe, wouldn't you agree? They're a different defense when he's healthy, but, like, he wasn't healthy 2 years ago. Although he was able to play, he wasn't as effective as he was early in the season before his knee or ankle injury. And then last year his injury was season-ending. Like, I think he's got more to prove before I'm willing to give him, you know, 4 years, $75 million or whatever the going rate is for a guy at his position.
Jason, just keep me honest. What is the schedule now? Is the next thing for the Packers training camp at the end of the month, or is there something that we can look forward to before then?
Shareholders meeting, I think it's on the 27th. Mm-hmm. We've got the 5K run coming up.
Now you're speaking my language.
I can guarantee you I won't be participating.
Jason, if you run, I'll run, Jason. I'll drive up to Green Bay. If you run, I'll run.
So I've run a couple of 10Ks. I know that's going to be hard. But I've run my share of 5 and 10Ks in my day. It's been a while. But no, you can send your dad up, because I got to get this electricity stuff. But no, you can stay home.
Okay. All right.
Jason, I saw Rasul Douglas signed with Washington for less than they're paying Keyshawn Nixon. I didn't realize he was only 30, and I looked at his numbers from last year, and they're actually not bad. He was actually Defensive Player of the Week.
Yep.
Do you think they should have signed, just brought him in?
Got so many bodies right now.
I know, but this is a veteran, and maybe you don't keep him. But maybe he can teach these younger. I don't know. I just for $3.8 million.
Yeah,
and it's not. I don't know if it, I don't even think it was guaranteed.
I don't think it was. No, I don't think it was. Look, the guy that I'm really intrigued by is Brandon Cisse, but I just don't know what's realistic to expect from him. Like I talked to a couple of people after the draft who said they really liked him, but that he's not a guy that you draft to play right away. Now, that may not be true, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Brian Bulaga is still the youngest guy to ever start a Super Bowl at age 20. Cisse is 20. I kind of feel like they could use more options there, even though Jen's right. They got a bunch of bodies there. I just don't know how good all those bodies are. Like, I don't know enough about Benjamin St. Juice. Other than I've learned how to spell his name and that there's not a period, there's a hype.
Oh, huh.
It's good to know.
I don't know if he's, weird, right?
Not that we'll be spelling it a lot here on the radio. I only do that with curse words, which I guess you're still not allowed to do.
I still don't feel great about that group. And yes, I've been branded this Keyshawn Nixon apologist. Again, he is overpaid in Packers fans' minds and underpaid in the reality of what the NFL is and what people who play his position are supposed to make. But nevertheless, I don't love the fact that he is their best corner and it's not even particularly close, however you feel about him. So, yeah, that is a – if you were to say – let me ask you guys this. Let me turn this around.
Ooh.
If you were to pick the two positions more than any others that could be their undoing this season,
that's easy.
As a team, which ones would you pick?
Offensive line and corner.
Ding, ding, ding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right? Everybody agrees. Like, that was a largely a rhetorical question because I was very confident we all are on the same page there. So, yeah, I don't think there's ever a time not to.
You know what? Because, Jason, I look at him like a Mike Pryor. You know, Mike Pryor, a guy, but there's value to him.
Had an interception in the Super Bowl.
Hey,
for all of us that aren't aware and super into the 90s, who the hell is that?
He's a white safety.
Okay. He was a veteran backup safety.
And he played for the Packers when?
And he had
value. In 96, had an interception in the Super Bowl. They'd send him back there sometimes when they didn't want Desmond to return punts just to fair catch it because they trusted him. He was just a veteran that they always trusted to be in the right spot.
Thank you.
Packers junkies.
Never made mistakes, right, Jason?
Never made a play, but never made mistakes either.
We just said he had a pick in the Super Bowl.
Just so you know, that's what I'm going for every single day. I'm not going to do anything great, but I'm also not going to do anything. You know what, though? Actually, I can't even claim that, can I? Well, that's what I'm trying for, okay?
I don't know. I just didn't see any harm in bringing him back. I don't know.
I'm with you. Yeah. I don't know how Goody felt about him, but I do think there's a false narrative about Rasul Douglas in terms of how he was in the locker room. I know LaFleur actually really liked him.
Yeah.
And thought that what he brought was actually a good thing to their locker room. So I know there's some people that are skeptical of that, but my conversations with LaFleur at the time were like, we need more guys like that, not fewer.
Mm-hmm.
So training camp is approximately 3 weeks away with family night about a month away. So we'll just continue wading through the darkness until the Packers get underway at training camp. Jason, we really appreciate you. Have a great week. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, everybody. Take care. Be good.
It's Jason Wilde. You can listen to him on Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy each and every morning here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee.
Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin believes that shopping for new windows and doors should never include haggling. That's why they always helped me out. I loved it when they came in and we went through the process to get a new front door for our house last fall. And it was fantastic. Going through all the different options, the different budget options. Here's what we can do. Here's the colors we can do for you. And they don't use those high-pressure sales tactics, so it ends up being a pretty straightforward conversation. Plus, when you buy direct through Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, the same team that manufactures those windows and doors also sells, installs, and services them. Real pricing, premium quality, no games. Schedule your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.